Welcome to the deep dive. You know how sometimes a headline just pops up about someone famous and you have to click?
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time.
Well, today we're diving headfirst into one of those. It's this really intriguing claim. Has Joe Rogan, the comedian, MMA guy, the huge podcast host, actually started going to church?
Wow. Yeah, that definitely makes you stop and think. Especially considering Rogan's influence. It's massive, right?
Totally. His show, The Joe Rogan Experience, it's not just big, it's like a global thing.
And he's kind of known for shaping how people talk about things, challenging the status quo.
Exactly. And his style, it's so conversational. He gets millions listening, partly because he tackles, well, everything: politics, health, fitness.
Spirituality, even really fringe ideas.
Right. And he's always been pretty open about his own explorations, hasn't he? Like with psychedelics,
Oh,
wellness stuff.
absolutely. He explores a lot, personal development too. And that openness sort of encourages listeners, to question their own beliefs.
Which is exactly why even a hint that he might be changing his own spiritual direction becomes such a big deal, a real lightning rod.
Definitely.
So for you, our listener, what's our goal with this deep dive? How we sort through all the chatter?
Good question. Our mission here is really to get past just the headline. We want to dig into where this whole church idea actually started.
Okay.
Then trace Rogan's spiritual journey, which is pretty complex. And finally, think about what a shift like this, if it's real, could actually mean, not just for him, but for the bigger conversation about faith in public life.
So we're kind of filtering out the noise, giving you the essential bits from our sources.
Exactly. A shortcut to getting properly informed on this whole fascinating topic.
All right, let's do it. Let's peel back the layers. The specific idea, Rogan attending church, where did that really take root?
Well, it seems like it mostly came from comments made by Wes Huff. He's a Christian
Here's he,
apologist.
Wes Huff.
Yeah. On a podcast called The Line of Sight, Huff basically suggested that Rogan's recent talks about spirituality, especially with certain guests, might hint that he's moving towards organized religion, specifically Christianity.
Interesting. And for people who maybe don't know Wes Huff, he's seen as a pretty thoughtful voice in Christian apologetics, right?
Yeah, he is. Known for reasoned arguments, engaging with cultural issues, he often looks at faith and pop culture together.
So his comments on someone like Rogan would probably get noticed, especially in those circles.
Oh, definitely. It makes his insights particularly interesting.
But here's the thing that strikes me. Rogan's whole brand is about exploring everything, right? Without necessarily landing on one specific doctrine.
That's the tension. Yeah.
He has guests with totally different beliefs, talks spirituality and philosophy all the time. So how does that fit with a claim like he's going to church? Seems like a jump.
It does seem like a jump, and that's the critical point. It came up in a discussion, actually, between Raj Nair from CBN and the journalist Billy Halliwell. Ah, okay. What did they say? Well, Halliwell pointed out Rogan's history, his skepticism towards organized religion.
Right, that's well known.
But he also said there's been a noticeable shift. Like, Rogan seems more interested lately in really understanding different beliefs. And apparently, he's sometimes really connected with guests talking about their own religious experiences on the show.
So it's maybe less a sudden conversion and more a deepening curiosity, an evolution that people are observing.
That seems to be the idea. But does that nuance get lost when it hits the headlines? That's your point, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and Nair kind of added that maybe Rogan's openness reflects a bigger trend too. People exploring spirituality, but maybe outside the usual church walls.
Interesting angle.
Their whole conversation was pretty nuanced, though. They weren't saying, yep, he's definitely converted. More like acknowledging it's complex, his perspective is shifting.
Which explains why this church rumor gets such mixed reactions from his audience.
Precisely. It touches a nerve because his journey is so public and, well, complicated.
Okay, so given that context, let's ground ourselves in Rogan's actual spiritual background. Because as you said, it's not a straight line at all.
Not even close. It's more like a tapestry, really. He grew up mostly Catholic, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
But then as a teenager, he got pretty skeptical, started valuing personal experience way more than, dogma.
And he talks openly about using psychedelics, meditation.
Right. He often frames those as ways to get insights into consciousness, into existence, that maybe go beyond what traditional religion offers.
Plus, his martial arts background brought in Eastern ideas.
Definitely. Buddhism, Taoism. You hear those influences and in how he talks about self-improvement, mental discipline. It all points to a very personalized spirituality.
Build piece by piece through experience.
Exactly. It's about his own exploration, not really following a set rule book.
Which brings us back to the audience reaction.
Yeah.
Because if his path is so personal, any talk of church must really stir things up. What have people been saying?
Oh, it's been all over the map. Really diverse. You've got fans who see it positively, like maybe it's a good step towards introspection or community values.
Like a deepening of his search.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Or just exploring another facet. But then you have the critics.
And what are they saying?
They argue it totally contradicts the image he's built, you know, the secular, sometimes kind of irreverent guy.
So they see it as inconsistent, hypocritical even.
Yeah, some do. They worry it might alienate listeners who connected with that side of him. It really shows how complex it gets when your personal beliefs are so public.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? If you're that famous, does your spiritual journey sort of become a public performance, even if you don't intend it to?
That's a really sharp point. And it's not just Rogan, is it? We see this with other public figures, especially podcasters.
Yeah. Who else comes to mind? How does Rogan's situation compare?
Well, think about Russell Brand. His journey is super public, too, from addiction to this very open spiritual exploration.
Right. Very different style, though. More emotional.
Definitely more emotional, more subjective. He talks a lot about recovery, finding meaning, uses Christian language and symbols quite openly now.
And the reaction to him has also been mixed.
Very mixed. Intense support from some, deep skepticism from others, especially given his past persona.
Okay, who else?
Then there's maybe Dax Shepard with Armchair Expert. He also talks about faith and spirituality, especially tied to his addiction recovery.
Hmm.
But his seems maybe more grounded in like traditional faith practices.
Yeah.
The 12-step framework is pretty central there.
So different paths, different ways of talking about it, but similar public scrutiny.
Exactly. It shows how personal faith stories are becoming more common in public conversations, but also how messy and judged they can be.
And the media, podcasts like these, they really amplify it all, shaping mm-hmm. how we even talk about spirituality,
mm-hmm.
maybe even making it less intimidating.
Potentially, yeah. It could bridge some gaps between, say, secular and religious viewpoints just by showing the human side of the journey.
So when we pull back and look at Rogan, Catholic kid, teen skeptic, exploring psychedelics, meditation, Eastern thought, it's clear this isn't someone just casually adopting beliefs.
Absolutely not. It's a deliberate, ongoing exploration.
And whether that path eventually leads him into a church regularly or keeps winding elsewhere, feels like it taps into a bigger conversation we're all having, doesn't it?
For sure. About faith, finding meaning, connection. Especially now when the world feels so fast and maybe cynical sometimes.
So the whole story around Rogan, it kind of invites you, the listener, to pause and think, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What about your own beliefs? What role does spirituality, whatever that means to you, play in your life? How does it connect you to others?
And how do our own beliefs color how we see public figures like Rogan? Especially when religion itself can be, well, pretty divisive sometimes.
It's a lot to consider how perceptions are shaped in this kind of environment.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. In this world, just saturated with information, so many viewpoints swirling around, what does it actually mean to search for truth on your own path?
Mm-hmm.
And how much do the public figures we follow, the voices we listen to, actually influence or maybe even challenge that personal search?